You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Every day, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, time goes by, taking us farther and farther away from those memories of the past. Do you remember? Remember that time? Remember when? Now, you don't have to remember, because we do. This is the Ace and TJ Total Recall Podcast.
We love the Yelp thing. Give our Yelp reviews about restaurants and hotels and clothing stores. But what about your mom? That's right. Today we give you a chance to Yelp your mom as we step into the Ace and TJ time machine for Total Recall. Plus, we're reminded again, TJ does not love Adele. And someone we called, I love it, but I hate how I got it. All that's on the way, but we start with a few parting shots on Total Recall.
Ace and TJ's Total Recall Podcast.
Here's a parting shot. A guy and a girl were dating and they broke up, and he says that she said to him, I don't love you anymore. I do love your family, but I don't love you anymore.
I don't love you anymore.
Can I keep the family?
Yeah, I don't want this to end badly because I love your family. I just don't really like you that much.
Well, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
You know, that's not like saying, yeah, we're done. And you know what? After I messed around with your mom, now I see where you get all your bad habits.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a bad one.
So, Jen's in Columbia. Jen, welcome to the Ace and TJ Show. This parting shot was delivered to you, right?
Correct. It was delivered to me.
And what did he say as the parting shot?
Oh, he said, I cringed every time I had to touch you.
Oh, man.
Now, what was the bad part? Did he mean it, or was he just trying to get at you, just trying to stick a knife in there?
Oh, I think he meant it. No, yeah. I think he meant it. But, you know, I delivered a shot right back at him, so.
Yeah, but, not a literal one, hopefully.
No, a little bit, but that's okay. He could handle it.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, that's harsh. Thanks, Jim.
I'm in.
I cringed every time I had to touch you.
That's brutal.
That's brutal.
But no matter what, and I've said this a lot, no matter what a woman's weight is, no matter how little she weighs or how much she weighs, most of the time, anything that's an insult about her being fat is the ultimate parting shot. That's the same as telling a guy that, you know, he's not all there, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She could weigh, you know, 90 pounds. And you say, well, yeah, I should have known I didn't need to get in with a fat chick.
Yep, punch in the face.
Yeah.
Suck the wind right out of us.
You know, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying that's the biggest insult most of the time.
What if he says to her, you're the kind of ugly that makeup won't help?
Oh my gosh.
Makeup helps a lot. So that's
but what I like about that as a parting shot is he's kind of left it open. You mean physically, or you mean like inside, I'm that kind of ugly? What are you going for? Or it's a combination of the two. But that's what the guy just sent us a Facebook message. Oh. You're the kind of ugly that makeup won't help.
Yeah. Would that be worse, Gwen, or you're fat? Would you rather be called ugly or fat?
I would rather be called ugly. It would be worse to be called fat.
Really?
I think. Because I think people aren't as nice, you know?
Yeah. And you don't
makeup
even
can usually help fix ugly. You know, hard work
or you could go and get, you know, some sort of procedure or something like you did. I mean, you were ugly when you first started with us. And now, aren't you thankful that we made you go get your face fixed?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Look at where your career has gone since then. You've been passed around every morning show in the entire city of Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's right.
They weren't hiring little ugly Gwen. We had to pretty up.
TJ, there's a guy that sent us a direct message on Twitter that I think will be right in line with your philosophy on this. Mm. He said in college, a girl broke up with him. Now, I'm going to have to change this. But he told her, okay, consider all your friends piano played with. Yeah. And he said, a couple of friends, first cousin, and a close friend later, all done.
Now, why would you think that would interest me? Is that part of my character, you think, that I would think that was a great...
Exactly the type of thing you say you should always say.
Ouch.
Yeah, and follow up with it. That was good. Empty threats.
Not only did he say it, he went ahead and made the rounds. There's another guy here that says, and I don't know if this is a good parting shot or not. It kind of depends on the situation. But she broke up with him, and he responded with, "That's okay. I didn't see myself marrying you anyway."
That's a good one. I mean, that's not too cruel.
But he was already breaking up with her.
She broke up with him. So when she broke up with him, he just said, "Oh, it's okay. I didn't see myself marrying you anyway."
Oh, that's a good way.
Yeah.
So kind of like, "Oh, good. This doesn't affect me. You've saved me the hassle of breaking up with you."
Bye.
You know, let's not look at it as breaking up per se. Let's just kind of look at it as coming to the end of our rainbow.
What if the parting shot wasn't what she said, but what she did, because she knew some information, called the police, and had his probation revoked?
That's messed up.
That's a pretty good parting shot, though.
I'm tired of protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to cover anymore.
Remember when you dated that felon, Gwen?
Yeah, I remember. Thanks for reminding my mom.
Vaguely.
Oh, sorry. Well, I mean, you...
This is the Ace and TJ Total Recall Podcast.
You're not proud of how you got it, but you love that you have it. Let's start with a lady. Everybody wants to remain anonymous. 1-888-41-ACE-TJ if you want to share yours. This girl says, "I got an apartment when I was 19. My boyfriend at the time bought a ton of stuff for it, like plates and cookware, because he thought he was going to move in with me. But I dumped him. I'm not proud, but I'm glad I didn't have to buy it myself."
Ooh. Brutal.
Here's a guy who would like to remain anonymous. He said he's mildly not proud of how he got all this stuff.
Just mildly.
"Found out my ex-wife was cheating on me, so I maxed out her credit card, paying off my motorcycle, four-wheeler, trailer, bought a new grill, and paid for a hotel room for piano playing with one of her friends."
That's a high limit.
That's a big credit card. That's a black card.
But you don't know how close he was to paying them off anyway. He might have been like 1,000 away from paying off each one of those things, or 2 grand or whatever.
Yeah, but there's still 10 things on there. Come on.
A trailer,
even a couple
camper,
$100, yeah.
He said, I'm not proud of how I got all that stuff, but I'm still very happy to have it, even her friend." So apparently he's still dating the friend.
Yeah, luckily she had a hot friend. You know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He'd have had to find an extra, you know, find some other final to stick to her, you know. She'd be going, "Oh, fine, you mess with her, you under relations with her, have you seen her? Well, I guess you have. She is not pretty."
Hey, Chelsea's in Greenville, South Carolina. Chelsea, you are not proud of how you got it, but you love that you have it. What do you have?
"I came home from work one day and there was a package at my door that I did not order, and it was not addressed to me. It was addressed to some person up in Asheville, but I opened it, and it was a really nice Bluetooth speaker, and I kept it."
So but it had the wrong address, or?
Yeah, it had the wrong address, and it was the wrong city. It was completely wrong. But my mail person is a complete moron, and I'd lost multiple packages before that I'd never gotten, and it was from Amazon. I figured it was insured, and I was like, I'm going to keep it.
All right, so because your mail person screwed up messing up your packages, you just thought you'd steal somebody else's.
Exactly.
To balance it out.
Mm-hmm. I used to get Omaha steaks delivered all the time. Like the frozen box with every quarter, I think it was, with a note saying, thanks for another great quarter, Bob. And it was like my address, but a different person's name. And every time I would call Omaha Steaks and be like, hi, there was just a delivery here for Bob, but there's no one at this address, you know. They said, well, we will look into it on our end, but please enjoy these treats from Omaha Steaks. So every quarter I got a freezer full. It was awesome.
Wow.
Omaha Steaks has great customer service too, by the way.
Yeah, especially when you're not even a customer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Let
Thanks,
me
Chelsea.
Keep it. All right.
That's cool.
Yeah, because they are good. But who else would that happen to?
Right.
Other than Gwen. They would just fall into that more than once.
Yeah. Every
like
quarter.
A, like
yeah.
a big, because, I mean, they have gift
It was
boxes
a freezer
of those
full.
Things.
Yeah.
And it's all different cuts of steaks and all this stuff. But, you know, that's a one-time mistake to somebody's good, you know. It's like, hey, look, great luck here. And they said, keep it. And I'm not even like I'm stealing it. I try to do the right thing. But every quarter, we make that mistake. Hey, send that to Bob, that Bob girl that's not Bob.
They keep nice. Making the same mistake and yeah. not correcting it.
I left it in the note when I moved. To him, like, by the way, if you get an Omaha delivery, enjoy.
You should have just said, I'm Bob.
Yeah. Forward it to me, please.
All right, here's another one. I'm not proud of how I got them, but I love that I have it. My ex-boyfriend insisted on buying me breast implants when we were together, and I said no for the longest time. Because I knew I was going to break up with him soon. He continuously badgered me on letting him pay for them. So I finally agreed and then broke up with him a month later. Oh. I then landed a job and married my former boss of the company. Thank you, breast implants.
Maybe he thought it would save the relationship too. That's why he was pushing for it so hard.
What kind of an idiot does that?
Well.
You never... unless you just, you know, it's a thing for you and you don't mind spending the money. You don't buy breast implants for somebody that you're just dating.
Exactly.
Because they're always going to take the money and run, you know, and then that's going to be something that some other guy is enjoying on your dime. Just like, you know, buy all the lingerie for them you want, but just don't let them take it. Keep it at your house. It's for you, not them.
Yeah, but if you start dating a guy and he's already got a drawer full of...
Yeah, you don't give it to another girl. You have, you know, you just don't let her take it so she can wear it for another guy.
Okay.
Yeah, you keep it in her own...
donate it.
Yeah. After that, you throw it away.
You're saying, Gwen, you would be offended if you're there with a guy and he's, well, I don't have anything. I got a couple of things. Hang on a second. And he goes in and brings out some lingerie.
Yeah,
you can wear some of this stuff.
Oh, I cleared out the top drawer for you and your stuff, and the second drawer already has things in it. And then you're like, what? Yeah. These don't have tags on them.
What if you reverse that and a guy's over at a girl's apartment, they've been dating, and he spills something in his lap and she just goes and gets him some fresh drawers. He goes, here, change the, I know you know, get out of those, you know, those underwears.
Yeah.
Because you spill tea all over.
These
here, I got some extra ones.
Are these new? They don't feel new? Are they what? No.
Oh, they just, you know, okay. I just had them on hand. Need a jock strap? I got one of those.
Ace and TJ's Total Recall Podcast.
Just a reminder, TJ does not love Adele. That's coming up. Plus, the opportunity for members of the radio family to give a Yelp review of their moms. That's all next on Total Recall.
Ace and TJ's Total Recall Podcast. This is the Total Recall Podcast.
Total Recall Podcast.
Subscribe now at acetj.com, the Ace and TJ app, or through iHeartRadio. More of the Total Recall Podcast after this. This is the Ace and TJ Total Recall Podcast.
Adele gave a pretty honest interview when it came to her musical work, and she admits she will never be able to write songs as good as the ones on her album, 21, anymore or ever again, because she was hammered when she wrote most of it. She says, quote, I'm not as indulgent as I was then. I don't have time to fall apart like I did then. I was completely off my face writing that album, and a drunk tongue is an honest one. I'd drink two bottles of wine, chain smoke, then I'd write the lyrics down, and the next morning I'd think, blank, that's pretty good. Then I'd find the melody. But since I've had my baby, I'm not as carefree as I used to be, end quote.
Two bottles of wine definitely gets the emotions flowing.
Yeah. So she's had
why
to.
Why can't she just do that? He's going, I'm going to sit down and drink two bottles of wine.
Yeah.
But, and start writing. I mean, she's still got a trash mouth.
But the grandparents keep the kids or something.
Yeah. But she doesn't feel the same reason to have the two bottles of wine won't bring out the same emotions anymore because her life is better. It's happier. Mm-hmm. She's a victim of her own success now because
I can pretty much guarantee at some point I'll cry if I've had two bottles of wine. Doesn't matter how good life is.
You could be holding a winning lottery ticket,
right,
and then start crying after two bottles of wine,
right? Like, but some people don't get this lucky or something.
Yeah,
it's an emotional time.
She can pay the best songwriters in the world now to write whatever she wants them to.
Oh man.
She's either a good singer or not. She can interpret it or not. Yeah. Those country singers, they do that all the time, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're not Adele.
Mm-hmm. She's talented.
Yeah.
I don't think she's that, like, such a goddess sent from the musical heavens. I mean, I hear them sing just as well as she does all the time. I hear women sing as well as she does. I just don't get it. I mean, she's great. Don't get me wrong. But so is Josh Groban. But that's not my cup of tea of something I want to sit down and listen to. And there are singers that sing just as well as Josh Groban that don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just something about, one, in our society, she's foreign, European, so she's more sophisticated than the rest of us, even though she cusses like a sailor and gets drunk off her rump and has got a baby out of wedlock. Am I right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
She expunged a baby from her sinful womb.
Okay.
I think they're engaged. I think they're engaged.
So, yeah. I mean, what's so great about Adele? She can sing. All right. Next.
But those
songs. If she were American and married and living a traditional lifestyle, nobody would think a thing about her any better than anybody else.
She wrote those same songs, it wouldn't matter where she comes from.
And
her voice captures emotion better than anybody I've heard out there.
She has a powerful voice. More so, I mean, like Celine Dion, when Celine Dion was at her peak, what other females can actually sing as well? Like maybe Ariana Grande?
Mm. No.
Okay.
I don't think Ariana Grande can
carry a tune that Adele. Well.
Shut
I don't
your
know.
Mouth.
And Ariana Grande, Ariana Grande can sing. Right. Ariana Grande can. She's very talented. She may be more well-rounded than Adele, but as a singer-songwriter, can't touch her. Just can't touch her.
Got a number one Adele fan over here.
I'm a huge.
Me too.
I'm a huge Adele fan.
Yeah. We still listen to the Christmas special and shed a tear
what
in
about
my house.
Radio City Music Hall?
Yes.
I know. I know, girl.
What about one Miss Belinda Carlisle y'all are forgetting about?
Come on. What you got there?
I'd kind of be a little bit more with you if Adele were hot. But I can't relate to. She sings songs about love and making the love and breaking up and all that. And you're supposed to put yourself in that situation. I can't put myself in that situation with her. Like
well,
she's,
it
like
mean
she's singing to me.
Right. Okay.
Because I would never be with Adele in that way. So I can't relate. Take that. How you gonna argue with that? Yeah. Spin magazine.
So you put yourself in
Mr. Rolling Stone.
You put yourself in the position of having the relations with Adele to be able to relate to her song.
Yeah, because she's singing from a woman's perspective. Now, if it's a guy's perspective, guy's singing it, I can put myself in any situation. Like I can relate to being whomever. But if it's a woman singing, I have to relate to it by the fact that she's singing to me.
About being scorned by you or loving you.
Or in love with me, and you did this, and you did that, because that's what they're saying.
Right.
You left me here. You broke my heart. You are the one I love, whatever. So if it's not a good-looking chick, then, I mean, I'm not that good of an actor.
So we just found out that TJ has never loved a song by an unattractive woman ever.
I like it, but I can't really put my heart into it and say, oh, I love that. She's the best. Unless she's hot. So any of you mental health professionals that listen to this show.
This is the Ace and TJ Total Recall Podcast.
Hi, Monique. Welcome to the Ace and TJ Show. It's your mom's Yelp review. How many stars would you give your mom?
About 2.5, 3.
Okay. So give us the positives about your mom.
Oh, she's a very helpful woman when it comes to my children and their education And when I need something, like really need something, she's there for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what keeps her at 2.5 stars? What are the negatives?
She's the biggest hypocritical woman you could possibly meet.
Really? As in what? Like what specifically? Give us a big one.
Oh, okay. For instance, yesterday we were driving. This may not be big. We were driving, and she'll tell me not to drive fast. However, she'll be doing 60, 70, 80 in a 55.
Ooh, scandalous. No. You got to call the cops on her. Turn her in for her own good.
So, thanks, Monique. Technically, Rob just posted his up here. Rob, what do you give your mom as a Yelp review?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5? What are the negatives?
The negatives, too smoky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And my clothes always smell like smoke.
You live with her?
I did.
Not anymore.
No. So, about a year ago, I moved out.
When you were a kid, even all of your clothes still smelled like smoke when they were clean and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was smoking while she was doing the laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Yep. Yep. What else is she supposed to do when she's doing the laundry?
Right.
I mean, come on.
There's a lady here on Facebook that sent us a message that says her mom gets 3 out of 5 stars on her mom's Yelp review. She kept me alive, did really good things, but in reality, she was a religious freak who wouldn't let me do anything normal kids do. No trick-or-treating, no prom, no dancing, no movies. Pretty much just breathing in Jesus.
Oh, man.
Those are two good things.
Yeah.
So she got 3 stars for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was what she said, negative. Breathing in Jesus was all she was allowed to do.
Oh, man. I give my mom 4 stars, minus 1 because of what I overheard once as a 9-year-old. My aunt and uncle adopted me when my real mother passed away. I overheard her telling my real brother, who is much older, well, maybe you'll take him then. He doesn't seem happy here. Broke me down. I've since talked to her about it, and she realized her mistake. So, I give her 4 out of 5. So, she did everything else right except for one conversation.
Offering to give him up.
Right. I feel like that we should be watching something go to commercial now, like a Lifetime movie or something like that. You take him. He'll be happier with you.
Another lady's, my Yelp review for my mom is 4 out of 5. She's really good at being both my mother and my father, but she lets my sisters get away with everything.
Yep, that's a good one.
I bet she's the oldest.
Could be.
Yep. And the oldest ones always complain that the younger ones are getting away with everything. Meanwhile, the younger ones are going,
hello!
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Yep. That's very true. Hey, Roxanne, welcome to the Ace and TJ Show. Your mom's Yelp review, how many stars do you give her?
I'd give her 2 out of 5.
Whoa, 2? That's not good. Why? Why just 2? What are the negatives?
Well, she probably would need each of them to serve as covers when she goes out turning up a little too much. Okay. She likes to throw down with a Cuervo, and I might be at back then. I was cocktail waitressing. She let me lie about my age so I could start cocktail waitressing at 17, and I would know she would get there to my job.
Whoa, we lost her. Roxanne, are you there?
I heard a baby in the background.
I need some covers for my mom.
Oh, okay.
2 stars.
We lost you there. So, it's 2 stars to cover, to like actually cover.
Mm. Hmm. And I wonder if the mom wanted her to work there because she could get a discount on drinks.
Oh, you never know.
There you go. So she sounds like you never know what she's going to be doing, where she'll be, or what she'll be doing next. But she's great to party with.
Yeah, and you know, it's just big life changes you never hear about until after. Like, hey, mom, you're not in South Carolina. You moved. When? What? You don't date men anymore. When?
That's great.
Wow. You know, your brother tells you, hey, your mom's girlfriend's younger than you now. Well, that explains why it didn't work with the husbands.
Oh, man. That's kind of crazy. So, wow. And you're only 28, Roxanne. I feel like you've lived a much bigger life than I have at some point. Thanks, Roxanne. Wow.
And that was the real Roxanne. That wasn't any fake right there.
Imagine getting
80s funk.
I mean, TJ, imagine your brother calling you, hey, guess what? Mom's got a new girlfriend that's younger than you. You know, well, when did mom start dating women? When did that happen?
Girlfriend?
Yeah. I would go, ha, you're talking to her. No, I'm kidding.
The Ace and TJ Total Recall Podcast is new at noon every day. Every day.
Subscribe now on iTunes.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.